The DC-3 mass arrival at Oshkosh is off. Tom Polberizny has EAA's perspective. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. TheLastTime.org is a group of DC-3 owners and pilots which has been raising funds and arranging logistics for the staging of 40 or more DC-3s for a reunion ahead of AirVenture Oshkosh this year. The independent group plans to stage their event at Whiteside Airport in Illinois on the weekend of July 24th and 25th. EAA last week issued a statement asserting exclusive control over the arrival and asking DC-3 pilots planning to take part to register directly with EAA in order to receive essential information. The Last Time website characterized this as a hostile takeover. On yesterday's Aero News special feature, Whiteside Airport manager Mike Dowell told us this was part of a much larger intrusion by EAA, including the announced intent to designate a new staging airport. We're here to address that today. We're hoping to better understand this issue because up until now, public statements have been uncomfortably vague on both sides. Here to shed some light on EAA's public statement last week is Tom Polberizny, who is chairman and president of the Experimental Aircraft Association and chairman of EAA AirVenture Oshkosh. And Tom, thanks for taking some time out. I know 60 days out, it's got to be getting pretty busy already.
It sure is, Paul, but it's an exciting time, and we're excited about the upcoming event as we are every year.
All right, now you want to clarify something up front, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to do this. TheLastTime.org is not unlike many type clubs that bring their aircraft to AirVenture in any given year, in that they're a completely separate, non-affiliated organization that is covering some of the logistical aspects outside of Oshkosh environment.
That's correct.
I guess the questions that have arisen since EAA statement last Wednesday is that, given that as the premise, what exactly is EAA changing? There was mention in your public statement that some changes were being made in procedures. What exactly did that mean?
Well, basically, let's put this in perspective. You hit the nail on the head in terms of two independent organizations. I think you made that in your opening comments. In your opening comments, you talked about a hostile takeover. There's no intention. We have no interest in taking over or operating or engaging in any of the activities down at Whiteside Airport. We wish them every success. It's a complimentary event. And basically what we're doing is adopting a similar approach as we do with many of the mass arrivals in terms of we work with the bodies in terms of a collaborative approach in terms of the procedures that we've established with FAA as far as arriving here at Oshkosh. And the organizers at Whiteside had felt that those procedures didn't work for them in terms of the way they wanted to operate, and that's fine. So we're basically going in a different direction. I want to reinforce we're not going to do a mass arrival of the scope that was first proposed. We're encouraging people who would like to come here to Oshkosh, whether they come from Whiteside or from their own home airport or other locations, to contact us ahead of time because we have parking logistics to address. And what we'll do is we'll welcome them in on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in smaller groups, and our major activities are going to take place on Tuesday here at the airport. So we're not looking at alternative sites for a mass arrival. We're going to look at a variety of ways that people can come in from single ship on up to four airplanes.
In background, preparing for this interview, we received from EAA a copy of a letter that you sent to Dan Grider, who is the registrant of record for the lasttime.org website and obviously well-known as a DC-3 pilot and owner. It mentioned a few concerns in very vague terms that I'm hoping to flesh out a little bit more in our talk today. One of them has to do with safety and quality of the event. What are the specific concerns that EAA would have with an arrival like this?
Well, as with any arrival like this, it's the ability to communicate with the people involved in terms of the logistics. And for a situation such as the DC-3 program, it's a little different than it is with a group of Comanches or single-engine Cessnas or Beach Bonanzas and Barons in terms of the size and scope of the airplane. As you can appreciate, Paul, that airplane takes up a lot of space on the ground, and to park it is not as easy as a whole group of airplanes coming in a single engine and trail. So we have significant ground logistics that we have to accomplish, and many of the airplanes are bringing more than just essential crew. They're bringing passengers, so there's other site logistics. And so we need to be dealing directly with the people who plan to come here to Oshkosh, whether, as I said, they're independent operators coming in as a single ship or with friends and fellow owners.
Was there concern at EAA or concern expressed by potential attendees to EAA that somehow part of the DC-3 community would be excluded in the way the plans were being laid out?
I'm not sure if when you say excluded, I'm not sure how you mean, Paul. Could you clarify that, please?
In the letter that we had that was addressed from you to Dan Grider, you said, and here's the sentence, as for EAA, we plan to welcome all DC-3 and C-47 owners and operators with no exclusions to be part of a celebration.
Well, we're really saying there, Paul, is the fact is that not everybody was going to go to last time, much the same as not everybody last time may be coming up here. And we wanted to be sure that anybody who wanted to come here was going to have the opportunity, not that they had to go to last time in order to come up here in any types of a rival situation. So we are welcoming all who want to participate, whether, again, as they're coming from last time or independently direct in terms of their arrival opportunities at Oshkosh.
Communications is mentioned in your letter to Dan, and some of what we're hearing from the other side of this is that communication is a double-sided problem, that both sides are complaining here of being left out of the loop. What would it take to put this together? It's at times, Tom, it looks when reading your stuff and also looking at the material from the last time, that you guys on some issues are just kind of talking past each other.
Well, the thing is we're at a point of talking past each other. We had people go down and meet with them. I think this is a situation, Paul, where we want to engage our resources as best as possible, making this celebration the best that it can be. And I think the people who are facilitating last time want to focus their efforts on last time. We want to focus our efforts on Oshkosh. So there's really nothing to facilitate. We wish them every success. And the thing is, if communication has been an issue, it's no longer going to be an issue because we've each decided to go our own way. And there's really nothing we can offer the last time because they're going to do an outstanding job of whatever they're going to do in terms of their programs and activities, and the local community is going to be very supportive, much the way it's going to be up here at Oshkosh. And so we want to take our resources and move them forward. I can't say what the issues were in terms of communication from us. All I can say is that we just feel we weren't able to communicate the things we needed to direct to the owners. It's not a criticism, it's just a reality, and vice versa. And at this point in time, it's not a pointing fingers proves nothing. We are focused on moving forward to make this a great celebration here, and we wish the best success to Rock Falls. And for those that are going down there, have a great time. And on the way out, on the way back from there, please stop by Oshkosh.
We'll be back in a moment with a couple final questions for EAA's Tom Poberesny. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin Wass GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking today with EAA and Air Venture Chairman Tom Poberesny about the decision not to work with thelasttime.org. Tom, I guess if there is one remaining question for any potential DC-3 attendees, is that all you seem to be asking is that if you are coming, you want to have a direct contact so that you can get logistical information, parking, arrival procedures, and any last-minute changes or that sort of thing.
Yes, what we're looking for is the fact is that we've been contacted by a number of owners already, so we have a pretty good list of people who are planning on coming or have inquired about coming. For those who have not contacted us, please contact us. We have an email address posted dc3@eaa.org. That's dc3@eaa.org. And we will send you a letter with a questionnaire to confirm the details, and we're going to reach out. So we just want a way to communicate the procedures, parking, local logistics, the list of activities, and so forth, and to be sure that we know who's coming, when they're coming, and what we can do to support their participation. As I said, we've been contacted by a number of people, but many of the airplanes are owned by companies, by groups of individuals, and so we're tracking down those as best as possible.
Obviously, this is a huge deal in aviation history. I mean, the DC-3, aside from whatever objective criteria you use to judge an aircraft's place in history, just the love and the historical significance and the C-47 aspect and everything else about this airplane makes this a big, big deal. What other activities are planned at Oshkosh? Mention those briefly, because it sounds like there's quite a week going on.
And, Paul, I'm glad you said C-47 also. We always tend to say DC-3, and for those in the military, that airplane was just as significant as the DC-3 was to the airline community. And this is a multifaceted situation. Number one, and you hit the nail on the head, this is a legacy airplane. There are a lot of people who cut their teeth on the DC-3 in the early days of aviation transportation and cargo carrying and so forth. And we want to really reach out to a number of audiences. Number one, to the people who flew them, worked on them, and traveled in them, to the people that own them now and operate them. And what we're planning on doing is having something special every day. You know, for example, arrival throughout the weekend, and just to see 1, 2, 4, 5 or whatever arriving in sequence will be exciting over the opening weekend. Our big day will be Tuesday in terms of getting the most airplanes in the air that we can on that day as appropriate. And each day thereafter, we're going to focus on different aspects, Vietnam era, maybe gunship aspects, the C-47, the DC-3 from a airline standpoint, because we have a number of them coming that are in airline markings. So there'll be different things throughout the day. We're going to have a series of forums, a program at Theater in the Woods on Thursday evening, which will be special. We've got the Heritage flight. We're going to have a DC-3 C-17 flyover on the closing weekends. Basler Turbo Conversions hosting a cookout for many of the operators. So there's a whole list of things, and I just kind of touched on a few of them. But there'll be activities every day of the week, and some of the operators that have contacted us just want to come and park the airplane and enjoy. So for those that don't want to fly, there'll be plenty of things to see and do. For those that do want to fly, there'll be opportunities. So it's going to be a multifaceted week that ties into our whole Salute to Veterans theme.
Well, Tom, it's good to hear about all this going on. It's great to see that you've got David Hartman out of Mothballs. He seems to be a frequent guest now.
No, I'm not sure David would want to say that. But, you know, David will be a great host for our program. But we're excited. We want to have people to have a good time. We want those who are related to the airplane to feel they're left with something special because of its importance to our aviation legacy. And I want to reinforce, we wish every success to the last-time activities down in Rock Falls. There's been a lot of hard work put into it by a group of people, and I'm sure it will be successful. I want to reinforce that after that's over, please come up to Oshkosh and make it a doubleheader.
All right, Tom, we appreciate your taking some time, and we look forward to seeing you in July.
Sounds great, Paul, and it'll be warmer than it is right now for you in Utah, hopefully.
At least it stops snowing. Tom Poberesny is the chairman and president of the Experimental Aircraft Association and chairman of AirVenture. Find out more about the upcoming event at www.airventure.org. Find details on the DC-3 and C-47 mass formation flight, which will now be seen only at Whiteside County Airport in northern Illinois, at www.thelasttime.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening, and have a clear and unlimited day.